The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we are here at the PDHC Center on West Broad in Columbus. And seated next to me is an old friend that I just met today, Robin Chambers with Focus on the Family. Robin, welcome to Buckeye Country.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. This has been very exciting. Busy, crazy, but very exciting.
Busy, crazy, because you are headed to New York Center. New York's, it's a good thing I don't have to talk for a living. New York City for the Alive from New York, but Columbus is one of the stops. And you're here with this incredible ultrasound unit from ICU. Why are you stopping in these cities with the ultrasound unit?
Well, honestly, one of the reasons that we have stopped at all these locations across the United States is to raise awareness that these pregnancy centers are in the community serving the men and women every single day, serving these women who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy, and they really are a safe place to come and find out your other options, options other than abortion. And we are excited to shine a spotlight on the centers in these communities and building excitement to what we're going to do in Times Square on Saturday, May 4th.
You know, and I'm ashamed to say this because I've been associated with PDHC for years. This is the first time I've been to this location. It's very impressive. It's very impressive. And I know you have visited pregnancy centers all over America. This is quite an operation, isn't it?
It is. One of the reasons I stopped here is because we've had a great relationship with PDHC for many years. They are professional, but they're warm. This is a safe environment. And they have ongoing services for the men and women in your community. And I am thrilled to be in this location. We did their machine here, and we've done a machine at a couple other locations. They are medical. They offer free ultrasounds, free pregnancy tests, and just wonderful services for your women.
This is one of the greatest aspects of the pro-life portion of Focus that I don't think a lot of people know about, and that's providing ultrasound machines across the country. How many ultrasound machines have you provided across America?
We've actually worked with over 850 pregnancy centers across the United States, and about 500, give or take about 500 machines have been placed through Option Ultrasound, which is focused on the Families Program, and the others have been trainings for nurses to be able to use those machines. We do tons of grants, and it has been a privilege to work with these centers over the last 15 years.
Well, I know the statistics show that of women who are abortion-minded, if they have an ultrasound, approximately 80% become pro-life. They choose life for their baby. So multiplied, thousands of babies have been saved because of those ultrasound machines provided by Focus on the Family. That's got to be so satisfying for all of you at Focus.
It is, and that's one of the reasons that we collect data. Data can be boring, but in this case, we know through the centers that participate in Option Ultrasound, they give us monthly statistics, and we know more than 425,000 women have chosen life for their babies because of ultrasound and because of the counseling that they get at pregnancy centers, just like PDHC.
Now, a lot of the people listening to this are driving. They've got their minds on a dozen other things. I want you to give that statistic again because that is mind-blowing. Robin, give us the statistic again.
More than 425,000 women have chosen life for their babies because of Option Ultrasound and our partnership with pregnancy centers across the United States.
What a privilege to talk with Robin Chambers of Focus on the Family. And it just so happened that at PDHC this morning, one of their clients, Chelsea, was there. You're going to be blessed by this testimony. Bob Burney here, and we are at PDHC out on West Broad Street. And I am so excited because seated next to me is one of the clients of PDHC, and I want you to meet Chelsea. Chelsea, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
And the sound you hear is little Rowan. How old is Rowan?
He is 7 months old.
He is a doll baby.
Thank you.
And he smiled at me, so he has great taste. Chelsea, how did you become a client of PDHC?
So I had an unplanned pregnancy, and I was looking, honestly, I was looking online for information about abortions. I stumbled across their website, and I made an appointment because I didn't have to talk to anyone. I just clicked a button online. And that's how I found out about the center. Yeah.
So how serious were you about at least considering abortion?
Very serious. I wouldn't have thought until I was actually faced with this pregnancy that I would consider abortion. My symptoms were, oh my gosh, I was so sick. So physically, I felt horrible. Mentally, I felt, you know, guilty. I was afraid. You just don't think it's going to happen to you. And I didn't think, honestly, that I would be able to love my child. And the reason I went to PDHC was to get information about an abortion.
So what made the difference? Obviously, you're holding this precious little guy. He is so cute. What was the deciding factor that you chose life?
Yeah. It was, one, how understanding and kind my nurse was. She, I didn't feel any kind of judgment. And she made it easy to talk out my decision. And then secondly, most importantly, was the ultrasound. Seeing that little bean of life makes it, you know, it goes from something you know logically to something you know emotionally. You know that you're pregnant, but you don't feel, you know, that life inside of you until you actually see it on the screen.
Now, can you imagine life without this little guy?
No, not at all. Nope. Not for a second.
So you do not for one moment regret the decision to choose life?
Absolutely not. It gets very challenging. And even through my pregnancy, through the end of my pregnancy, I thought maybe I should have gone through with my abortion. The moment that he was born, I was still confused and scared. I didn't have that moment of, oh my gosh, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. But every day I love him more. Every day I am more thankful that I didn't go through with that.
So you are very thankful for PDHC, and you would recommend it highly.
Yes, absolutely. They, I had an interview with them earlier this year, and I said, and I still believe, that they are the reason that Rowan is here.
And they didn't just dump you after you chose life. You're here for follow-up. They have been here for you every step of the way after birth, correct?
Yes. My nurse, I would say, is one of my good friends now. She reached out to me throughout my pregnancy. I was not great at getting back to her, but she was persistent. And then she reached out to make sure I had everything I needed. She let me know about parenting classes. They offer, you know, materials that you would need. Like, they've got diapers, clothes, maternity wear for moms. They have everything you would need, resources, information. They do not leave you hanging. Absolutely not.
We hear from Planned Parenthood all the time. Those PDHC, those pregnancy centers, they talk you into having the baby, and then they just drop you and leave you alone. That just isn't true, is it?
No, that definitely has not been my experience. It's been the opposite of that.
Thank you so much, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to meet Rowan, and our listeners could hear him as well. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, we're at the PDHC Center on West Broad Street here in Columbus. And today, the See Life Clearly Tour has come to Columbus. And I'm standing on the RV that is owned and operated by a wonderful ministry called ICU. And standing beside me is the executive director of ICU, Greg Van Buskirk. Greg, welcome to Columbus.
Hey, it's great to be here in Columbus. We're really honored, and it's a privilege to be here with you and the team.
All right, what in the world does ICU stand for?
Well, if you look at it, it's I See You Baby, right? ICU.
I miss the baby part.
Yeah, well, but it's subliminal.
Okay.
On the exterior of the mobile units that are actually out there operating across the U.S., we have 40 of them in about 22 states. It's image clear ultrasound, but then there's the letters ICU behind it. So it's subliminally telling you ICU, and we're saying to the woman, to the mother, ICU baby.
Now, I had no idea that you had 40 units across America, mobile ultrasound units that travel all over the country. How do you decide where to set up a unit, and is it always with a pregnancy center in cooperation with them?
Yes, it's a great question. Actually, these mobile units across the country are owned by the local pregnancy center. They're more like an ambulance that goes out into the community to touch the women's lives that are experiencing unintended or a crisis pregnancy. And what would occur is that they would go out and they would meet up with these women and would bring them on board, start to build a relationship, show them their baby, and when they choose life, then they would funnel them into their local centers for follow-up and continued support.
Well, the one we're on here is fairly new, I notice. It's an RV, about 25 feet?
About 25, 27 feet long.
Okay. You have a welcome center in the front by the driver's area, and then in the back is the business section.
That's right.
Where your ultrasound is. And this is the latest technology. This is not the cheap stuff. This is the 4D, correct?
The ultrasound unit on this mobile today is the 4D. And Focus on the Family has put it on there because, you know, we're heading to New York City for their big event on May 4th in the afternoon. And we're just really honored to be a part of it with the Focus on the Family. And they're going to be using that 4D to scan those images that they'll be seeing there in Times Square.
So the unit we're on is actually the unit that's going to be in Times Square on May 4th for live from New York.
That's exactly right.
Or alive from New York.
Alive from New York. That's right. That's exactly right.
Now, you were sharing with someone just a moment ago some incredible statistics of how many women have had ultrasounds. And I don't remember the context exactly, but then you shared how many of them chose life.
Right.
Can you share that again?
I'll be happy to. So in 2018, we saw close to 10,000 people come on board these units. And of those 10,000, we saw about 6,000 women clients. We were able to perform about 3,200 ultrasounds and saw over nearly 2,500 women choose life on the mobile here before they left.
So out of 3,200 ultrasounds, women who were probably abortion-minded, about 2,500 changed their life, changed their mind, and chose life.
That's exactly right. Not only that, we start a relationship when they come on board the unit here. And what occurred then is we did continue follow-up after they leave because, you know, we're not all about just getting somebody to make a decision, pat it on the back, and sending them off. But we also are about making sure it's a long-term decision. But in those follow-ups, we saw an additional 500 women choose life. So really, if you look at it, we saw close to 3,000 women choose life because of this mobile.
ICU is doing such a great work, and thank you, Greg, for that time this morning. And now we have the opportunity of talking with Julie Moore, who is the president of our local PDHC. Well, this is such an exciting day for us. We are out at the PDHC location on West Broad Street for the Seed Life Clearly Tour. Focus on the Family has their mobile ultrasound unit here parked out in the parking lot, and they're on their way to New York for the big Alive in New York on May 4th. But I am ashamed to say this is the first time I've ever been to this location for PDHC. And I am so very, very impressed. But I am also privileged to have seated next to me Julie Moore, who is the president of PDHC. Julie, welcome.
Hi, Bob. It is so good to be with you today and have everyone here for the Alive from New York tour. We're really excited.
This really is incredible because, I mean, Julie, you think there are thousands of pregnancy centers across America. And Focus on the Family chose PDHC of Columbus as just one of a handful of stops. That's got to be really exciting for all of the folks at PDHC.
It is, absolutely. Well, last year we did over 1,600 ultrasounds right here in Columbus. And some of that really was thanks to our partnership with Focus on the Family and their Option Ultrasound program. So because of that relationship, we've been able to receive ultrasound machines and provide thousands and thousands of ultrasounds throughout the year. Life-saving ultrasounds that really change minds and save babies.
Now, for our listeners who are not extremely familiar with PDHC, how many locations do you currently have? Because I know you've expanded and God has been so good to you.
We do. Well, we actually have four pregnancy center locations, and around Greater Columbus, we're in a duplex with Planned Parenthood at Ohio State University. We're on the north end, the west side, and in Lancaster. And we really have worked hard to reach more people over the past couple of years. And I am thrilled to share that we've been able to increase our service by 26% in our centers over the past couple of years.
Sometimes I forget that you share a facility with Planned Parenthood. Do they bring milk and cookies over on a regular basis?
Well, we haven't received that yet. We do try to be good neighbors, and we're certainly praying for our neighbors, and we're happy to serve all of the women and families that we can, not only in that area, but all around the Columbus area and in Lancaster.
Well, and that's one of the things that has impressed me about PDHC is just the love, the compassion that all of your staff shares. So what's happening today?
We are thrilled to have Focus on the Family here on their Alive from New York tour. So they've come to our West Center, and we're hosting them and other community members, and we're so glad to have you here as well, Bob, really to highlight the power of ultrasound, the humanity of the unborn, and to cherish life together.
Well, it is our privilege to partner with you. WRFD and Bobberty Live has been a partner with PDHC for many, many years, and we value, we cherish that partnership. I hope you know that.
Absolutely. Well, we're so grateful for that, and we're grateful for the Columbus community. A lot of people, as you know, are really riled up about what's going on across our country. That's why Focus on the Family is going to New York, because of that horrible abortion law in New York. And we can do better. We can do better as a society. We can do better for women and families. We certainly can do better for babies. And when we all come together, that's exactly what we do. We're able to help others, promote life, and empower them to make those positive choices.
For our listeners who want to know more about PDHC, how can they find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website, supportlifepdhc.org. It has all kinds of information about upcoming events. We do a walk for life and a golf for life. And, you know, Bob, you've been to our banquets. Those are great events, too, where we can all promote life. People can find out information about volunteering or getting their church involved. And also, if you need support, we're glad to do that. You can call our hotline, 614-444-4411. You can send us a text, and we're here for you.
All right. Julie Moore, president of PDHC. Julie, thank you for all that you and all of your staff are doing. God bless you.
God bless you, Bob. Thank you so much for being here today.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.